just talking to you guys right now, it's bringing a lot of memories back for me. How much I loved playing high school football, man. I'm telling you, man. It's what you guys are going through right now. It cherish it. It's most definitely a blessing to be in the position that you guys are in. You most definitely got to cherish it. And I was listening to you guys' coach go over some film study with you guys, and I just want to tell you guys how important that is. Seriously, film study is very, very, very important because it allows for you to play faster out on the field if you can anticipate what the defense or the offense is going to do. So, honestly, I just want to tell you guys that you got to cherish this moment, seriously, with your friends, because it's a special time in your life right now, and you're only playing the greatest sport in America. So, but that's honestly all I got for you guys. I'm going to open it up for questions if you guys have any questions.
Could you describe to these guys the importance of academics and being a student athlete in college?
Being a student athlete is very important because football most definitely, especially for me, I always tell people it's something that I do. It most definitely doesn't define me, as a human being. Being a student in the classroom takes you so far in life, because who knows, your career may end the next day or something like that, and you need something to fall back on, which is that academics. So once I hit college, they really preached on academics and studying and all that stuff, because you want people to respect you as a human, which is respect you as your intelligence, and also on the field as well. It started when I was 8 years old. 8 years old. I've been a Broncos fan since I started, watching football. So a dream come true for me. I think what really inspired me is, a bunch of people telling me that, I wouldn't be in the position I am now. And that kind of set a fire under me to really prove people wrong. And that's what this business is all about. It's about, you guys right now have to, you guys are going to go out there and beat the team that you guys are about to play. Prove to them that you're better than them. And it starts in the film, and it starts in practice. And prepare like you were going to win. My parents, they did a great job of raising me and really preached to me and explained to me how you're going to need education. You're going to need that to succeed in life. And I really took that to heart. And like I said, I'm serious. I understand that you guys hear that all the time. People preaching to you guys about stay in school, this and that. But I'm telling you, it is very important. It is very important to stay in school, because especially once you get to the level that I'm at in the NFL, I may have 3-4 more years, and then I got to figure out what I'm going to do for the rest of my life. So really, really take pride in studying and keeping your grades up. I really understand, and you guys need to as well. I'm sure you do. But it all starts in practice. In practice the next day, and build on that, build on film study, build on all that, and then you'll fly around on game day, and it'll be easy. You must definitely take the credit for all the hard work that you put in, but it's a team sport. So it's definitely a team sport. All the accolades that I got accomplished in college, it wouldn't have happened if the offensive line didn't block for me, or the receivers didn't block downfield for me. I must definitely understand that. So it's if you understand, if you grasp the concept that it's a team sport, I'm telling you, that'll take you extremely far in life and take your team far as well. And that's why I tell you, I encourage you guys to study together, go hang out together, go bowling together, stuff like that. Build that team chemistry, and you'll most definitely see it on the field. But I wish you guys good luck. Play extremely hard, practice hard, and it'll most definitely show up. It'll show on game day. Yeah.